the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. This is a one of those really crazy days because we have so much stuff going on.
Yeah, we do.
Like, we already had like two pretty big things because Thursdays are usually a big day for us on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show because we have an all new War of the Roses.
Yeah.
And she saw her fiance's phone lighting up with 23 missed calls. And she's like, you're going to play these voicemails for me. Mm-hmm. And so we have that coming up at 7:35 and then 9 o'clock in case you miss it. But then also we were told, like, I think like 2 days ago, hey, you guys are going to be doing Harry Styles Fly Away to Chicago. We're like, wait, what? How do we get that?
Seriously.
And yeah. So all day today, not just during our show, you can qualify. And then they will pick a winner tonight. So you will know by tonight if you are going to see Harry Styles in Chicago. You just listen for two Harry Styles songs back to back. And it could be One Direction.
Yep.
So as long as Harry Styles is on the song, if you hear two Harry Styles songs, as soon as the second one starts playing, you call us. And then if you win that, you are qualified. You could be going to see him. But then last night, we got another email. Hey, guys, you have a big announcement at 7:20 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So at 7:20 this morning, we have a big station announcement that we will make.
I know. I want to like say something right now what it is, but we got to keep it. We've got an hour and 15 minutes to keep our lips sealed.
I know. This is why they only tell us things, I think, right before we have to announce it.
Let us suffer.
I know. Also, our boss texted us yesterday because there was some sad news, too. There's a lot going on. Obviously, everything going on in Florida right now. Mm-hmm. My sister lives in Orlando, so I was like, yeah, I feel like she'll be decently okay because, you know, Orlando isn't completely surrounded by beaches.
Yeah.
And I had texted her, and her friend was visiting from Indiana, and all the flights were canceled, so her friend was trapped there with her.
Oh, yeah.
Drake, doesn't your sister live in Florida now?
Yeah.
Have they been affected at all?
No, they live about probably 10 minutes from the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
They live just north of Tampa, but they actually evacuated. They are in Atlanta right now. So, yeah, they decided to spend like the next week and a half in Atlanta. So,
yeah, my sister is a school teacher, and then obviously my nephew, he's a senior in high school, and she said that they don't have school this week or anything. So, a lot is happening there. I know that there's been a discussion on if the game, you know who it's with. And obviously, yeah, Tampa Bay. But
Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't know if they were going to be able to play down in Tampa because of the storm. So there was discussion that they're either going to be playing here at U.S. Bank Stadium or potentially in Detroit. But if Tampa didn't get hit, I think that they're still having it there. I don't think there's been any official announcement yet about that, though.
So, hopefully, if you know someone there, you have friends or family, everyone's safe and doing okay. I watched a video of a girl it was one of those friends you have on Facebook where you're like, how do I know this person?
Yeah.
How am I friends with them?
You look at your mutual friends to try to figure out the connection.
And I always look at city because I have Indiana people, some Reno people, and some Minnesota people.
Uh-huh.
This was a Minnesota person who now lives in Florida. And I'm like, I feel bad. I don't know who this is. But anyway, she was videoing and her car was being slowly covered by water. And it was, I was like, can you imagine? You just, hey, all you can do is sit there and watch that.
Yeah.
And clearly she didn't evacuate in time. So I hope she's okay and everyone else. But then another thing came in. Our boss texted us last night and he was like, this is awful news. Coolio passed away.
Yeah.
And that was like, I mean, very young. What was he, 59?
Yep.
And if you don't know who Coolio is, he had like, he was like the it hip hop artist for a big minute.
Mm-hmm.
You might recognize one of these two songs. We have like the first one is probably his biggest, which was Gangsta's Paradise. And that was also in the movie Criminal Minds. And then also this was the more upbeat version of Coolio.
Okay, you can always remember Dave's stories better. By the way, Dave is taking Carson out to California right now. They're road tripping out there. He's helping to move out there. But there's something with the song. And I feel like it was like a road trip that he did with Beth and Allison or something. I just remember him using it on Mixtape Game. And this was like a Coolio song I didn't really know very well. But then he as he used to do on Mixtape Game, would reuse a song a bunch of times. And this was one of those songs that he used a bunch.
Did you see what he posted, Dave posted yesterday on his Instagram?
Did.
So he, as Jenny mentioned, he's taking Carson to LA. They're moving there. So they're driving there because Carson needs a car. Mm-hmm. And the movers are bringing his stuff. And so I did see on his Instagram yesterday, he posted a story. You can go look at it yourself. It should still be up. That they had quite a difficult beginning to their trip.
Yep.
They basically drove for a while, had to do the usual stop for gas. Car wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
So they called around. the AAA was like, well, it's either your alternator, which would be really bad, or something else.
It was something with the battery.
Yeah. So anyway, they found one place that would get them in, and they got it fixed.
Which is good.
Put them on the road an additional 3 hours late.
God. So, what an awful start to a road trip that is across the country.
Well, yesterday Jake was like, how far do you think they are? And that was before I saw the story. I go, not that far. Because Dave said he wanted to get like 12 or 14 hour days in. And it was like, the picture he posted of him and Carson leaving wasn't until like 11 a.m. Yeah. I was like, what a late start.
Yeah, seriously.
But we both knew that that was going to happen because Dave said whenever Carson gets up, we'll get moving. And I was like, that could be 3.
Yeah, see you at 3 p.m. then, apparently. But yeah, so hopefully today is a much smoother day for them because that is brutal. But I am actually, like, thank God they figured that out in a town where there actually were mechanics around, because that would have been so bad.
Yeah.
Jenny, can we play one of the Coolio songs?
Yes, we'll have to do it when we come back. But
okay.
We will play, which one do you think? Gangster's Paradise?
Let's kick it off with Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe we'll do the other one later in the show, a little tribute to Coolio. Like I said, it's a big day here, so make sure you're listening. Also, Dave Zier is coming up next. They are coming out with a new docuseries on one of the biggest children's shows of all time. Even if you weren't a child at this time, you know who this character is. You probably watched the show at some point with your kids, or you've watched it when you were a kid, and they are showing the dark side of this kid's character and show in a new docuseries. We'll cover that and more coming up in Dave's Dirt next.
EWB.
I'm not going to leave you completely hanging because I did tease the new children's like docuseries on like a very popular show. I am still doing that in Dave's Dirt. So I want to give you a heads up.
Yes.
And also want to give you a heads up that make sure you're listening for Harry Styles songs all morning. Mm-hmm. That includes One Direction. When you hear those back to back, you want to call as soon as the second song starts playing. Are we taking the first caller or caller 10?
Caller 10.
Caller 10. Mm-hmm. As soon as the second song starts playing to get qualified to go to Chicago to see Harry Styles. And that show's coming up October 6th.
And don't start calling until you hear the second song, because you might think, oh, this is a Harry Styles song.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling now. Just wait until you hear if there's a second song afterwards, because otherwise Drake's going to be answering phone calls all morning.
What are Harry Styles, like, fan? What's his fan base called? Are they the Stylites? Stylers?
I don't know.
What are they? Anyway, if you're a styler, if you're a stylist, I don't know what you're
Harry
called.
Harry Styles fans. Stylers.
Stylers. Okay, yeah. Great. All right, if you're a styler, just wait for that second song. It's National Coffee Day. Did you know that? Jenny,
no,
you don't have coffee today, amateur.
I don't have coffee
Drake,
today.
Did you bring your own coffee?
No, I
What's
never do that.
In that mug?
It's just water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't what?
I can't make coffee. It's always so bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Plus, I needed ice.
You just
I needed
need to get
iced.
A Keurig.
No.
You should get a Keurig. That's what I lived off of for like 5 years.
They don't. It's not ice, though.
No,
that's
but
true.
That's my issue. If you're an ice person, it never tastes right.
That's true.
Okay, can I tell you my devastating news? My Starbucks that I go to every single morning, this is the most first world problem you are going to hear today, possibly.
Yeah.
Shutting down for an entire month. They're doing a complete renovation. So all the people that work there.
So they say a month, but who knows how long it'll actually be.
That's what I said. And the manager, she said, no, with Starbucks, they are like.
On it. Okay.
So the people that work there got to choose. They would either got a month vacation off, basically.
Nice.
I don't know that they're getting paid the whole time.
Oh.
Or they could work at a different store. But I was like, because she said she's worked there for like 20 years. And so she's like, I'm just taking the month off. I was like, that's awesome.
Well, they probably still get paid like their hourly wage, but then they won't be making tips.
Right.
Is what I assume.
Maybe.
Which obviously affects a lot of what they make.
For sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that they get to use their vacation days, but I don't think that they're going to get paid if they I think they just won't lose their job and stuff. But anyway, it is National Coffee Day. Starbucks is not part of this unless you live in Canada, where that like you get free coffees or perks for this. But there are other ones if you're looking for a little kick this morning. Dunkin', they're giving Perks members a free medium coffee with any purchase. And let's see, Burger King Rewards members can get a free iced coffee by ordering online. Wendy's has a free small coffee deal with any mobile order. Panera Bread has a deal on their unlimited free coffee subscription. It's $11 a month, but if you sign up today, you get the first 2 months free. We don't have Flying J gas stations around here, right?
No.
That they do in Indiana. Pete's Coffee, I don't think we have that either.
We don't. That's more of a Pacific LA. Northway.
Okay.
Well, you, yeah, but I think, keep going.
Right. Krispy Kreme, we don't have those either, right?
I think the closest one's in Iowa now. We used to have them, but they all kind of shut down in Minnesota.
I don't know. This list doesn't have Caribou, so I don't know if they have anything. But there are a couple of links, and I put these up at DaveRyanShow.com if you want to check to maybe try to get some free coffee today.
I'm going
to
look at my Caribou Perks count and see if there's anything, because that is like a hot commodity around here. I know you love your Starbucks.
I called my old boss yesterday to see. It was his birthday, and he was like, I was like, how's your day? He goes, well, I went to Starbucks and got my free coffee for my birthday. Then I went to Denny's and got my free breakfast for my birthday. He's like, for lunch, I'm going to Red Robin for my free lunch. I was like, oh, he had it all planned out.
Caribou does have a good deal. They're $3 medium handcrafted beverage. So that can be like their fancy one. So you could get like pretty sure that means you can get like a pumpkin spice latte for $3. And let's be honest, with inflation, those are for a medium, it's like $6 now.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much half off. That's Caribou's deal.
Well, happy National Coffee Day if you celebrate. We'll be back with Dave's Dirt coming up next on 101.3 KDWB.
The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show is excited to show you their pumpkin carvings. Wait, Dave, why does yours just have one hole in it?
The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.
101.3 KDWB.
You're too busy to keep up on celebrity news, so we did all the work for you. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
I've been trying to convince Jenny and Drake to get McDonald's breakfast with me this morning, and that is what is on my agenda. I'd love to know if you are having breakfast right now, what you're eating. You can text that into 53921. Let me tell you, because last night, I had book club last night.
Yep.
And sometimes, most of the time I don't make people stand up and talk or anything, but occasionally I get a little frisky.
Mm-hmm.
So last night I made each person stand up and share their favorite food item from a restaurant.
Oh my God, I love it.
That would be really hard for me to pin down.
What would it be? It could be fast food. It could be a nice restaurant anywhere in the Twin Cities. It was interesting because I heard a lot of great ones from like Coon Rapids and White Bear. Like a lot of people were from those areas.
Yes.
And there were places I'd never heard of. And then there were some classics like Potato Olays from Taco John's. You know what I mean?
If I did classic, I would go a Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell. But if I'm going just a restaurant, I will say that the sweet potato fritter at Stepchild in Northeast, they look like little like deep fried donuts almost. Yeah. It is so good.
You were going to say the mussels from there.
The mussels are really good too, but we tried the sweet potato fritters the last time we were there. And I was like, I'll never not get this when I come in. It's so good.
Do you have one, Drake, that comes to mind?
Well, you already know what I'm going to pick.
I know, Taco Bell.
Exactly. A beefy mel burrito from Taco Bell.
Liv Moss, as they
say.
Yes. I will throw this out there. I won't get into it deeply because I don't know the name of the business and I don't want to cause any issues. But one girl brought up a food truck.
Yeah.
And she said how amazing the chicken was. And another girl goes, you know, there's drama around that. And everyone goes, what's going on? And she goes, it's a cult. And we go, what? And she goes, like the owner uses that money to fund her cult. And when people join, they disappear.
What?
Oh my gosh. So I'm not going to say anything else, but I was like, I have to go. I forgot until this moment. So when I'm done with this, I'm going to Google it and start looking up chicken cult.
That is so sketchy.
So sketchy. And yet, here we are, me being intrigued. All right, time for Dave's Dirt.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday, and Hailey Bieber was on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yeah.
It's a huge podcast if you've never heard of it. It definitely involves a lot of SEX. And they did spend like the whole first, I listened to it, the whole first half talking about kind of the timelines of her with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez with Justin Bieber. And this is kind of Hailey explaining that a little bit.
That was a situation where I know for a fact that it was the right thing for them to close that door. They were not in a relationship at that time.
So basically what if you don't know, and you probably don't know, and you probably don't care, but Justin Bieber obviously had the on and off relationship, honestly, with both of them, but more so Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a photo of him and Selena at like his dad's wedding or something. And then almost immediately after that, he was engaged to Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
She's saying that image that was caught of them was not them back together. It was kind of like them closing that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So she says there was never a time ever that she dated him while he was dating someone else.
Spoiler, I haven't listened to the podcast yet.
She just said it in that clip.
I know, but still, you like, not as clearly, I feel like.
This is awkward.
It's okay. I honestly don't know if I'll listen.
There's way more to it than that. And also she does, because of like the way the podcast is, what she talks about.
Yeah.
She starts asking very personal questions about Hailey and Justin later in the episode. Uh-huh. And it's good. It's funny.
Nice.
If you're into that. And Billy Eichner, we've all seen the movie now, Bros, here on the show. We've all seen it. Hopefully you'll check it out. It comes out this weekend. But he discusses having a movie that's so groundbreaking for LGBTQ actors.
LGBTQ actors, writers, directors who should have gotten this opportunity. People who were far more talented than me, who just didn't get it because Hollywood, you know, wasn't ready, even though that's kind of ridiculous and infuriating. But that's the reality of the situation.
And Ashton Kutcher says he was drunk the first time he told Mila Kunis, I love you.
The first time I told my wife that I love her was while listening to You and Tequila. I might have had a little too much tequila. I sort of drunk at her house at like 2 in the morning and just started screaming, You and Tequila make me crazy.
What is
you
that?
You and Tequila. It's a country song.
But who is the artist?
Oh, God. I was going to say Dan and Shay, but that's not it. They have a different song that involves tequila.
I can tell that's obviously from Ashton's Peloton series he's doing, because you can tell he's running on a treadmill. So that's kind of this new series he's been doing with Peloton, where he and a celebrity run on a treadmill together for a workout with one of the instructors. And he like kind of talks to him and asks him questions and stuff.
It is Kenny Chesney, which is why I should have known that. It's you.
Were you just at his concert?
I know, but I think I got confused. Dan and Shay was also at that concert, and they have a tequila song too, so I got confused.
Oh, wait, you're telling me more than one country artist has a song about beer or tequila?
Yes, wow. Salad, more than one.
Okay. Remember a few weeks ago we talked about Miley Cyrus cutting off her dad?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, it's because he's filed for divorce from her mom. She wasn't happy with how things went down. Well, now we have more information. So basically, he just gave a giant diamond ring to a singer named Fire Rose. That's her name.
Oh, boy.
Many believe the couple is engaged, and she is much younger. Somehow, I ended up on their TikTok, just so you know.
Did you? Who's TikTok? Billy Ray's?
And Fire Rose. Okay. It was on my For You page, and I'm like, first of all, Billy Ray still looks great.
Yeah.
But I was like, as soon as I saw this and them doing a lot of songs together and stuff, I was like, oh, this is exactly what happened. You could just tell.
Yeah.
But Fire Rose is exactly what you imagine by hearing the name Fire Rose, mm-hmm. just so you know, if you want to look her up.
What I'm picturing in my head right now is red hair. I'm not looking yet. I just Googled.
No.
Not red hair. Okay. But I was thinking like red hair was maybe some work done.
Maybe she had Rose of red hair at some point. No, I think with a name like Fire Rose, I imagined very free spirit.
Mm.
Anyway, they did a song together last summer. It was called New Day. And apparently that brought them together.
Oh, God, the disturbing thing is, I'll be honest, she kind of looks like Miley.
Well, that's when disturbing.
You
look at,
I know. Here, do you want to read some texts real quick before we go to a break about what everyone's eating this morning?
Yes, but first I got to do the Dark Side docuseries really quick. Next month, Peacock begins streaming a docuseries focused on the dark side of Barney the Purple Dinosaur. Hey. The Barney and Friends children's show ran from 92 until 2010, and the character stood for understanding and inclusion. Yet Barney attracted haters, and they did not shy away from expressing their rage. Two of the former actors inside the purple dinosaur costume received death threats. They were going to kill me. They were violent and explicit threats of death and dismemberment of my family. The docuseries I Love You, You Hate Me will debut on October 12th if you want to check it out.
Okay.
Barney had a rough go.
I guess so. I did see something about that yesterday, but I didn't read the story, so I'm glad you have the deets this morning, Fallon.
Yes.
All right, this is what everyone's eating on their morning. Okay. Bacon Gouda egg from Starbucks. Reese's cereal in the shape of bats. Okay, that's my favorite so far. Raspberry white chocolate scones from Caribou. Coffee and peanut butter toast with honey on it. Dirty Ron's? What's... Oh, Dirty Ron's. Is that McDonald's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ronald McDonald.
I think I only know that because I think Tina's called it that
before. I think so. I have it. Yeah.
I'm eating a pumpkin muffin for breakfast.
Did you see, if you already read this, I'm sorry, did you see stopping at Jenny's Holiday Station stores for a breakfast sandwich and some coffee?
Thank you. Stop at Holiday Station stores. If you get part of the Sip and Save program, it's $7.99 a month where you could get a free beverage every single day so that it could include a coffee, an iced cold brew, or you could get a Polar Pop, whatever your heart desires. It's a great deal. Shout out to that person who swung by Holiday Station stores.
I am so in love with people that listen to our show. The number of people who have texted what they're eating this morning, we are the same. I love you. Thank you for taking the time to put your hand off of your bacon, egg, cheese sandwich to text that into us this morning. I hope it doesn't, I hope it sits well in your stomach.
Yeah. that's the number one thing.
That's what I hope for you. All right. We're going to be back in just a second. We want you to give us a fun fact. This is like, could be anything. Like I learned you cannot sit onions next to other produce because it'll make the produce go bad quicker. Mm-hmm. That was like my fun fact I learned recently. So if you have one, you can text it into 53921, KDWB1, and we'll do it next on KDWB.
We got some fun facts for you just for fun. These are little fun facts that you can give us a fun fact too. We'd love to hear your fun fact. For example, I said a little while ago, if you close a browser window by accident, you can reopen it by pushing Control Shift T.
Okay.
Is it life-changing? No, it's just a fun fact. What do you got?
But it could be, because like if you think you lost something, you'd be like, oh, God, that could actually be very helpful. Mm-hmm. I read that you can tell if an egg is good or bad, because if you put an egg in water and it sinks to the bottom immediately, that means it's fresh. If it tilts up at all or floats to the top, it means it's old.
Growing up on a chicken farm, that is probably absolutely true. We didn't have a lot of old, stale, rotten eggs laying around, but when we would wash them, we'd put them in an old coffee can.
Yeah.
And we'd get the eggs out of the chicken house, and we'd put them in an old coffee can, and then we would wash them, and all they were fresh from that day. They'd all sink to the bottom. So if they're fresh, they sink to the bottom.
Were they hard to clean?
No, you just clean the poop off of them.
Yeah.
Because chickens are dumb. They lay an egg, and then they poop on it, so you can clean it off.
All right. You know, I mean, poor chickens. They're just trying to live their life.
Okay. I have one.
What? What's your fun fact, Jenny?
Do you know how many hours a day a koala sleeps?
No.
20.
That's
what? No wonder they never did anything
no
done.
Way. No, actually 22, sorry.
Oh, that's 22. Even worse.
22?
22 out of 24. Jeez.
I wish.
Even worse.
What a life.
I have one.
What's your fun fact?
You guys ever get scared of ducks watching you?
Nope.
No, never, not even once.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's called anatidaphobia.
What is that? Oh, that's, oh, it's a phobia of ducks watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Don't ask. Don't ask. Something I learned a few weeks ago.
I really want to know. All right, what is your fun fact? You can text it to us. I'd rather hear you call us at 651-989-KWB. This is perfect for the talkback feature, though. If you send us a talkback on the iHeartRadio app, this is perfect for it. A couple of fun facts. We got more coming up in a second, but first we got to do this.
101.3 KDWB has your shot to win $1,000 now.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Check. That's check.
Enter it now at KDWB.com. Okay, go do that for $1,000. More fun facts, Fallon.
This text says, my daughter just taught me this period. If you have the hiccups, take some water, hold it in your mouth, spin around in a circle 6 times, and swallow the water, and it's instantly gone. I wonder if they just want us to look stupid, because I would try it to get rid of hiccups, because they are so annoying when you get them.
Oh, no, totally.
That sounds legit.
All right, here's another one. Humans are the only animals that blush. Disney World is twice the size of Manhattan. Disney is vast.
Oh, I mean,
it is vast. It is so huge. The first American movie ever to feature a toilet flushing was Psycho.
Okay.
Because she takes a note and she tears it up and flushes it down the toilet. But then the detective comes by a few days later because she's missing, and he finds part of the note floating in the toilet.
This text corrects me, by the way, a little bit with the chicken farmer here. Says, if the egg tilts up, that means use that day.
Oh, yeah, okay. I would get that, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, and here's another text. You can close your garage door on the keypad by just pressing enter. You don't need to enter the code. I'm 35 and I learned this last week.
What? Seriously?
I got to try it. I want Jake to go outside and try it because I did not know that.
Well, that makes sense. You can close it. Anybody can close your garage door, but you don't want just anybody to open it. So now you got to try that. Run outside if you're home. Run outside and push enter on your garage door opener, the remote one on the wall, and see whether it closes it or not. That'd be cool if it did.
Yeah.
It'd save you like four little steps.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Another one. Cows have best friends and they get stressed when they're separated.
That makes me so sad.
Let's get on the phone here and see what kind of fun facts we have here. Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
I know what you're going to say. I read it and I love this one. Tell us your fun fact.
It's a good one. All right. So your tongue knows what every surface feels like. So if you look around the room at anything around you, imagine licking it. You'll know exactly what it feels like.
Did we talk about this the other day on the show, Fallon? I feel like we did.
It's very deja vu-y, if not.
Yeah, because if you look at like we have carpeted walls here, Jenna. So just imagine what our carpeted walls would feel like to look. And you can imagine it because your tongue knows what a carpeted wall would feel like. Look at the whiteboard right over Fallon's shoulder. Imagine licking the whiteboard. You can imagine what it would feel like.
Was that some wacky like video bit Drake was going to do with us where he was telling us to imagine licking this and that?
I don't think so. Hey, thank you, Jenna.
Yeah,
Drake was.
Yeah.
I was going to say I thought it was.
I think it was. Hey, Erica. Yeah. What is your fun fact, Erica?
Okay, my fun fact is if you tilt your head slightly, take a cup of water and swallow. If your thyroid is inflamed or bulged, you will see it and you need to go get it checked right away.
So it looks like in your neck, like a little bit of a bulge?
Yeah. So what you would do is you would take a cup of glass of water.
Yeah.
Tilt your head up just slightly. Swallow. And if you have a bulge in your neck, you need to go get that checked out.
Oh.
It's your thyroid.
What does an inflamed thyroid mean?
What is an inflamed thyroid? Well, your thyroid is out of whack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad, Fallon.
Is it?
Now, see, I worry about things like this, Erica, because there might be a doctor who's listening right now and she's thinking, oh, my God, I wish this myth would die.
Maybe Erica is a doctor.
Are you a doctor, Erica?
Yeah. It's a good thing to have, though.
Okay. I don't know. But you know what? Try it and then run to your doctor and see what they think. Another fun fact. You know, the Big Mac was originally called the Aristocrat. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
Human thigh bones are stronger than concrete.
Gee!